Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, the timeline for this quarterback competition is going to be fascinating, and I think Mary Kay hit the nail on the head in regards to how she thinks it's going to sort of play out here and when they'll sort of have a decision. I've talked about it. Like, those joint practices, they matter, and they use those as maybe their biggest evaluation tool. So by the end of the Eagles week where you have the joint practices and then that preseason game, I think that's probably the sweet spot. By the way, our training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy in Menor. So, yeah, I mean, I think Mary Kay is right on the timeline. I know people want an answer sooner rather than later. I thought it was interesting she shares, you know, this through Saturday. It's kind of, you know, funny. It's mini camp 2.0. It's what we saw in mini camp in terms of the quarterback rotation. And then by Monday, we might get a sense of, okay, the power shift has changed here. And it's the setup we've sort of talked about where it's like Pickett and Flacco are playing for a different thing than what Gabriel and Shador Sanders.
I mean, I think that's the case now still. Like, I don't think that those guys, and maybe they have the illusion that they are being considered to be the starter, but I think that this is more so about, okay, what do you have? What are you capable of? What can we learn about you in this short time span? And it's not as if those guys are not going to get reps after Saturday. But I just do think that this training camp for those two, for Shador, for Dylan Gabriel, should be looked at in a different way than it should be for Joe Flacco and for Kenny Pickett. And I think that that doesn't have to, we don't have to wait for Saturday to know that. Now, is Saturday a good point for Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees to get together and talk about what they've seen so far? Sure. But I don't think that that's going to change anything. Like, I think that I am of the impression right now that it's a two-man race. And after Saturday, I think that it publicly everyone will be under that impression now, which is whether or not you want to admit right now that it's two separate two-man races as opposed to a four-man race.
What I'm interested in seeing is like how things do shift after Saturday, though. Like, do they do away with the two separate fields where it's Shador and Dylan on one and Kenny and Flacco on the other? Is it going to be, you know, Kevin Stefanski telling us that they've changed the structure and like, okay, now you can start paying a bit more attention to the rotation? Because right now he continues to say, it's going to be somebody different every day. Like, that's the thing I think I'm curious to see. But you are right. They've made it pretty clear where things stand with this depth chart at this current juncture. I don't know that changes like drastically just like, even over the next 4 days. But the structure of practice and how they're utilizing it. And it makes sense, too. Like, you're trying to accomplish different things back in minicamp versus now. Back in minicamp, it is, let's get everybody acclimated. Let's get everybody up to speed. If we have new things we're trying to put into the offense, Let's install them. Let's work. Let's get some of this stuff sort of put in. And then this time of year, and I told you guys earlier, like as of yesterday, 46 days until week one. Now it's about preparing for an NFL season. And so that is where, to Mary Kay's point, to even Joe Thomas's point earlier in the show, we played his audio, establishing who that guy is sooner rather than later, it benefits everybody, certainly benefits the team, benefits the offense. And so I'm curious to see when it all comes to fruition. I think the Eagles joint practices is kind of the sweet spot, but I guess like, I don't know, like what is your hope for a timeline on this thing and like understanding who the true starting quarterback is going to be?
I mean, ideally, I think it would be a little bit before that, at least internally.
Okay.
And I understand that teams, and I think this is the silliest thing ever, but teams want to have the so-called competitive advantage of keeping other teams in the dark and not knowing what you've got going on in Berea when everybody with a pulse knows exactly what's going on in Berea. I think ideally it's probably a little bit before that, but I would not be surprised if they don't announce a starter until after that, because they're going to want to, one, not make it so they're going to want to make sure everybody has hope as long as they can that is in that room. They don't want to dash anybody's hopes of being the starter until they really have to. And I think that is part of keeping the mood in a good place, because it is a tough thing to deal with when you're one of these guys is going to be told, hey, you're not going to be our starting quarterback. You're going to be the backup. And how do they take that? I don't know. So I do think that is something to keep in mind as we go through this process, but I think that's probably a fair point, but I would expect everybody kind of sees the writing on the wall before we get there.
I hate that I'm asking.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Asking this because this is like the cliche preseason topic that always comes up, but
oh yes,
do you need to see, or how much do you want to see any of these? I'm not going to say any, because I think we all want to see like Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in preseason,
like playing preseason games.
But like, how much if it's between Flacco and Pickett, and we know they're getting the work in these joint practices, which again, Kevin Stefanski and this team will tell you until they're blue in the face. Those are the sessions that matter the most. Those are the sessions they get the most out of. The preseason games are whatever. How much do you really need to or want to see like Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco in preseason games? And keep in mind, last year, there was a lot of outrage over the fact that Deshaun didn't play in preseason games. And there was that whole debacle where it was like, he's going to play in the third preseason game. He apparently didn't know he was going to play in the third preseason game, and it was news to him, and we mentioned it to him in a press conference. And then he didn't actually end up playing in that third preseason game because there was too many offensive line injuries and they were worried about getting him killed. How much does that matter to you as you assess this team before the season?
Well, I think it's a different situation this year because we don't have to worry about a quarterback that so clearly can't play being thrown out there. Like Deshaun Watson very clearly could not play the position anymore. Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason why he was not thrown out there. But I also think
they knew it was going to be as bad as it was in practice where they were like, couldn't run a play. Cause
they wanted
starting.
They wanted to hide from the world that Deshaun Watson's a lemon. Like, I think that's kind of what that was. But I look at this and say, okay, well, you don't have a franchise quarterback. You still do, and we know what Joe Flacco is, so maybe Joe Flacco needs a little bit less, but I still do think that he kind of knows what he needs to get ready for a season, and I would bet that some preseason football is part of that equation. I think Kenny Pickett needs preseason football. Like, I don't think that any of these guys are in a position where they don't need preseason football. And I think across NFL...
That's well said. Yeah.
Even some of the franchise quarterbacks. Like, Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback, and there's no debate there. Everybody believes that. But you know what? He's not really played in the preseason, and he has historically either been injured early in the season or gotten off to slow starts. And I think you can attribute some of that to not playing in the preseason. Matthew Stafford has also dealt with that stuff, who has not played a lot in the preseason. So I understand that you don't often want to take the risks that are associated with getting your quarterback hit in a live game. But I do think that to set yourself up for success early, you probably want to get some live action going before the real stuff starts.
My guess is you have one joint practice with the Carolina Panthers before the first preseason game. You're going to get a lot of Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco with that. My guess is they'll play like, they'll do the old, like, okay, those two guys or one of those guys gets a quarter in the first half. The other guy gets the second quarter in the first half. And then it's the rookies the second half completely. Then I think week two of the preseason, because you have the two joint practices with the Eagles, I'm guessing you'll see neither of those guys out there.
And you probably
won't see any of the starters out there. And then week three, I'm still trying to get a good read on like how teams treat week three of the preseason in a preseason that only is three games these days. But week three, I'm going to guess because most teams, I think, still sort of treat it as like the final dress rehearsal. So I'm going to guess you get, which is, I think, what the Browns intended to sort of do last year before they pulled the plug on Deshaun Plain. I'm going to guess that you get both, you know, those guys or whoever. By then, I think they have a better picture of who the lead guy is, like Mary Kay alluded to. And so you'll get the starting quarterback for a good chunk of that first half, and then you'll pull the plug, and then the conversation becomes about, like, all right, is Kenny Pickett or whoever auditioning the rest of the game to be trade bait for some team out there when you get to roster cutdown day a couple days later.
And I think that stuff becomes overblown, like the trade bait stuff, because other teams know what you have. They know who you are. Like,
if Kenny Pickett convinces everybody he's an MVP candidate again, and he's got
I don't think anyone's falling
Maybe
for that.
Maybe he becomes more valuable and you can get a
Nobody is falling for that again. I do think that the not playing the two guys that are candidates to be the starter after two joint practices in Philly makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think the other two preseason games they should play in. Like, I can understand, you know, those 2 days are probably going to be pretty heavy. Give the younger guys a chance in that preseason game against Philly. I think that's the right way to go. And I would imagine that's what Kevin Stefanski and the Browns will do. But I think the game against Carolina, I think the game against LA, why not play them?
Yeah. And I think that's probably how they'll sort of approach it, without question.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.